Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
It's time to hear from you. Kendall and Casey present Voicemails. Brought to you by QC Kinetics for non-surgical regenerative medicine treatment at 317-559-PAIN.
This is the portion of the program we turn over to you, 317-684-8444. It is time for your voicemails on 93 WIBC. It is the Kendall and Casey Show. Tony Kinnett is in for Rob Kendall today. So earlier this morning, we were talking about collectibles and how Caitlin Clark's rookie card got a $10,000 purchase, an anonymous bidder.
Right. Then you asked me, you know, do we have any, you know, do I do any
collectibles, that sort of thing.
We've got a few to maybe pass down to the kids, something like that. So you decided to throw that one to your own progeny.
Well, the dude texted me and he said, you guys were talking about collectibles and handing down heirlooms to kids. I asked Emily if she wanted anything that we have after we die. And her response was, what do you got? Nothing. Because we paid for your college rather than waiting for the president to transfer that debt to somebody else.
Oh!
So that's what you got. You got a college education. She graduates from Purdue in 8 days. And I can't wait.
Congratulations.
Speaking of university campuses, our first voicemail is about the protesters.
Hey, these women are on the microphones. I see one problem in all of them. They ain't getting no loving. That's the problem.
So Megyn Kelly had something similar to say about the protesters. And I'm not sure if this is offensive or not. So we'll let you decide.
Well, you know that's right up my alley.
Yeah, we'll let you decide.
And by the way, why are they so unattractive? I really legitimately want to know. Why are all the protesters so homely? I don't think they're unconnected. I'm not going to lie. I think attractive, smart people are not drawn to this nonsense. They're living their lives being successful. It's the unattractive and or dumb people who feel the need to do this to feel like they matter. Oh. Sorry, hard truth.
What I have to say is so much worse. I've seen the arrest photos of the protests, and it looks like the individuals who are a generation after what happened at an incest convention. Literally, what these people look like is horrible. And it's all a bunch of really sad, like facially overweight, and yet somehow also gaunt, like LGBTQ plus 2IA, all of the letters, all of the pronouns. Hair is like half shaved off, half blue, half pink. There's like a booger sticking out of her eyebrow. And they show up and they're like, we deserve rights. And it's like, no, you deserve a shower.
Do you think that that has any legitimacy to what the guy yesterday we had on, we heard from a guy and he said that this is just the kids who didn't get invited to the party. So they're throwing their own.
No, I don't think so. I think that this is actually popular to be this kind of weird, cringy, gross, witch looking creature from a children's storybook. And again, it's out of boredom. I don't think it's that, oh, they're not getting laid. No, that's 90s thinking. Oh, they're not invited to the party. That's 2000s thinking. This is the era of it's really cool to be some kind of grungy counter-protester, weird, depressed, off your rear end.
You have to have a problem
person.
To get attention.
Yeah, and so why not look like a problem as well? Because again, if you feel as though your life is just an endless string of problems, why would you actually make yourself look presentable and nice and have any kind of ambition when you can just sludge around?
Did you see the document list of all of the needs that the protesters were requesting at UCLA?
I loved it so much.
We have to review some of these items.
Yes, we do.
They were in urgent need of headlamps, airsoft goggles, gas masks and respirators, skater helmets, shields, wood, knee and elbow pads, rain ponchos, canopies, utility gloves, super bright flashlights with strobe, charged. They also wanted umbrellas. They asked for different medical equipment as well, like EpiPens and organizational bins, non-steroid inhalers. And for food, hot for lunch, 3 exclamation points, important in all capital letters, 2 exclamation points. They also requested vegan food, gluten-free food.
With no bananas.
No bananas, ice, no packaged food, no coffee, no bagels, no bananas, no nuts.
Yeah, I don't want bagels, those Jews, you know.
And here's the thing, at the top of this needs list, it says the boycott app will help with this. They have an app, an actual app. For their protest.
This isn't so. My favorite thing is there's a guy on Twitter. He posted a picture of Dave Chappelle. So I'm going to try to read this as Dave Chappelle would read it. They got knee pads, rope, zip ties, lotion, Aquaphor. Man, what the heck y'all doing in there?
what is going on? But back to
really though, like you ever heard of the going to the grocery store and you put weird items on the conveyor belt to freak out the cashier? Seriously though, they have, again, I'm going to read this list, knee pads, mm-hmm. rope, zip ties, lotion, Aquaphor. Bow chicka bow wow. I think that's a very gross sounding event going on in those tents.
But back to your mugshot and description of them. Many of these people do not look like they're college aged.
No.
They're 40 plus years old.
No, do you see the University of Florida arrests? They have like 45-year-old San Juan Cajin from Venezuela mm-hmm. in there. Dude looks like he should be running an auto shop on 35th and H, not like in a protest. Seriously, this guy looks like a man who worked on my dad's air conditioner 13 years ago.
Ronald Reagan had something to say about protesters on campuses. Now, here's a classic clip from him. He's referring to the protesters at Berkeley years ago.
Now, why did you
negotiate many times?
Negotiate? What is to negotiate? What is?
University is a public institution.
That's right. But the university,
its own community, and for the community of Berkeley that live around it.
All of it began the first time some of you who know better and are old enough to know better let young people think that they had the right to choose the laws they would obey as long as they were doing it in the name of social protest.
Boom.
I'm going to make this point very clear. People in their 20s should not be out here protesting stuff. And the people, every time that history has had a student-led protest and revolution, that's been the right side. That's what all of the left-leaning people are saying. No, the Third Reich began with a college student-led series of protests, not to mention Cambodia, Laos, China, all led by these youth college-age students executing the elderly and shaping institutions in their fashion. How's that working out for you, corporations and universities? Not well.
Okay, well, let's go a little closer to home. Here's what Mike Braun had to say about what's going on.
Here's what we've got. We've got colleges that cost us way too much. I think tuition at Columbia is 66 grand. UCLA, I guess a bargain at 15,000. But think of the public universities. Taxpayers pay for most of that. They generate degrees oftentimes that don't land a good job. And then they got to finance the loan forgiveness. And you combine all the woke ideology that's mixed with it, I hope Americans are paying attention, because that's the dysfunction of when you try to please too many people. You do it with a woke ideology that comes back to haunt you.
I'm sorry. Look, the sentiment of what he's saying may be great, but I hate it when people do that. Well, if you look at the taxpayer who's funding these programs mm-hmm. that aren't working out, how about this? It's evil. What they are doing is evil. It is morally wrong, and therefore I ain't paying for it. I said everything he said in like 8 words. There you go. You don't need to go, well, actually, they're having a job and then we're financing that. It's expensive. It's wrong. If you don't like it, too bad. You're 20 and you smell like weed and crap. I don't care what you have to say.
Well, I understand what he's saying, though. Taxpayers fund the universities. They produce this craziness and this chaos.
Yeah, what he's saying
is
right.
And then the taxpayers foot the bill to repay the student loans when they can't get a job.
It's like the parent who keeps picking up after their kids mess long after they're out of high school. They keep bailing them out after each new arrest, after each new getting fired. I understand that. Again, what he's saying is factually correct. But I'm tired of these Republicans saying the same crap as though we need to like outline mathematically why, well, if you look here at all of the details of why it's wrong. No, everyone knows it's wrong. You and I know, everyone in this state, everyone in this country, innately in your heart, you are very well aware that this kind of crap is morally wrong. There you go. That's the argument. Post sweet.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.